We've made it to the middle of this week. It's Wednesday, October 13th, 2010. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is Becca Bacon-Martin, the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
I'm on the phone because I'm on the way to the Shiloh Museum in Springdale for their beans and cornbread fundraiser.
You had me at beans and cornbread.
Huh?
You had me at beans and cornbread.
Until 2 o'clock at the museum, $6. You can't beat it. But this is also a big day in Northwest Arkansas. Before there was Bikes and Songs, there were other things that brought crowds of people to Northwest Arkansas. People wearing unusual clothing, but similar to each other. People who did unusual things.
Okay.
This is Fall Crafts Fair weekend.
Oh, I honestly thought you were going to talk about football. People wearing red and calling the Hogs. But no, you're talking about War Eagle and such.
This is War Eagle weekend, starting today. And as much fun as anything is looking at the people who make their own shirts for their group, which is wearing unusual but similar clothing. Starting today, we're going to do a quick rundown. It's in What's Up from last Friday. It'll be in again this Friday. Spanker Creek Farm in Bentonville, or up by Bella Vista, starts today. They also have a Spanker Creek Farm Festival at the Clarion Hotel in Bentonville. It starts today. The Bella Vista Arts and Crafts Festival starts tomorrow. The Jones Center Fall Arts and Crafts Festival starts tomorrow. War Eagle starts tomorrow. The War Eagle Mill Show starts tomorrow. The Sharp Show of War Eagle starts tomorrow. Most of these go through Sunday, but check out the list because some of them don't. Some of them end on Saturday. The Frisco Station Mall Arts and Crafts Festival in Rogers starts tomorrow, and two versions of the Ozark Regional Arts and Crafts Festival, Friday and Saturday only, one at the Holiday Inn and Convention Center in Springdale, and one at Embassy Suites and the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. Go buy something fun.
Is it humanly possible to hit them all?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's scary.
Yes, it is, because I have.
All right. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.